Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at a piece that should make every business owner stop and think. The article is OpenAI is adding ads. Your business data is the price of free by Brett Allegra Wood.
And the timing on this one is sharp because most people haven't clocked what's actually happening here. It looks like a business news story. It's actually a decision point.
Right. So here's the core of it. OpenAI has hired a former Meta executive specifically to build out an ad-supported model. That's not a random hire. That's a signal.
Meta built an entire empire by turning user data into ad revenue. Bringing that playbook to AI is, well, it's exactly what you'd expect once the venture funding has to start paying back.
And that's Brett's central argument. The free AI era was never going to last. The economics don't work. Building these models costs enormous amounts of computing power, engineering talent, training data. That money came from venture capital betting on market dominance first, monetization second.
So we've been the guests at a very expensive party, basically.
That's almost exactly how he puts it. The food was exquisite, the drinks were free, the entertainment was world class. Now the host is presenting the tab.
I like that framing. But I think some owners will hear free AI is ending and think, fine, I'll just keep using it. It's good enough. What's actually at stake here?
That's where it gets serious. When Facebook was free, you gave up your likes, your photos, your social graph. Annoying, but not a business threat. What businesses have been feeding into ChatGPT is a different category entirely. The article lists it. Sensitive client emails, sales pipeline analysis, marketing strategy documents, business proposals, financial projections, competitive intelligence.
So the stuff you'd never leave on a printer in a shared office.
Exactly. And an ad-supported AI's commercial incentive is to know as much about you as possible, to serve the most targeted, highest value ads. Your prompts, your documents, your strategic thinking, all of it becomes material for that machine.
There's a line in the article that lands this perfectly. If you're not paying for the product, you are the product. We've heard that for years with social media, but applying it to the strategic heart of your business is a different level of concern entirely.
And there's a conflict of interest question that Brett raises that doesn't get asked enough. If an AI platform is funded by advertisers, what happens when you ask for a software recommendation and the highest bidder sells that software? What happens when strategic advice is subtly shaped by commercial relationships you can't see?
That's structural, not accidental. It's baked into the incentive model.
Completely. Now, the other half of this story is what Anthropic is doing in response. They've announced a $100 million Claude partner network, explicitly positioning it on the enterprise side. Subscription-based, data-protected, ad-free.
So you end up with two tiers. Consumer tier, ad-supported, data-monetized, free or low-cost. Enterprise tier. Subscription, data protected, commercially focused. And Brett makes the point that the dividing line isn't really about raw capability. It's about whose interests the AI is aligned with. Is it aligned with yours as the customer, or is it aligned with advertisers paying to access your data and attention? Right. And he brings in Singapore as a really useful reference point. Singapore has launched a national AI strategy, investing in its own models and infrastructure rather than depending on platforms controlled by foreign companies. They're offering free premium AI to citizens without the ad-driven model. And the reasoning is direct. If you don't control the platform controls you. A whole country looked at this and decided the dependency risk was too high. Which is exactly the question every business owner should be sitting with right now. Your client lists, your strategies, your competitive intelligence flowing into infrastructure controlled by companies whose interests may not line up with yours. Brett's practical starting point is this. Audit what you've been putting into free AI tools. Go back over the last month. If any prompts included client data, financials, strategic plans, or competitive intelligence, let that inform your platform decision now. The line that stuck with me is this. Not making a decision is itself a decision. If you stay on a free, ad-supported platform with real business data, do it knowingly, not by default. For me, the action this week is to treat your AI platform the way you treat your other infrastructure. Your cloud hosting, your accounting software, your legal counsel, they all get proper scrutiny. Your AI platform should too. If you want to see what this shift means for your specific business, the full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want someone to look at how AI can actually augment your business, there's a free AI audit you can book.
Well worth the read. We'll see you in the next one.